talk football. The post-game interview.
We really enjoyed this player, all of us in the commentary box watching him go about his work today.
Oh no.
Not about the number of possessions that you get, but it is about the X factor for Leopold Sporties.
Have you warned him, Birchie?
Well, we've had a big lead up. He's been standing here very patiently waiting. He's heard Greg, so he knows, he knows the type of responses required. But my Leopold Sporties player of the day is actually Noah Allen, who you've already spoken about with Greg. Noah, fantastic game today. I thought that every time the ball went near you, we were expecting something. You were going to do something magical. You've got a little bit of the X factor about you, and you do enjoy a goal celebration. Is this because you don't often get up forward?
Yeah, pretty much. So I've played down back for a fair while now, and to get up and kick a few goals, it's really good to get celebrate. So yeah.
And in terms of you're playing here at Geelong West, I mean, that would probably be right up there with your wins, because to be behind by five goals in that last quarter and to peg them back and to win by a point, it was an absolute thriller. How does that rate in terms of the wins?
Yeah, look, it's probably one of the better ones. The boys done a very good job today, just the pressure, and just kept going to the end. It was beautiful. I loved it.
Noah, thanks for joining us on Carrick Footy. Tom King, Jason Doherty and Matt Dowling. Just give us a bit of the Noah Allen story and how you found yourself at West Oval.
Well, I'm originally from Colac and recently just moved down to Geelong, and we met a few people at my missus' sister's wedding. So then they were from Geelong West, so we thought, why not give it a go down here at Geelong West? So, yeah.
Did you expect you've come from playing some Colac and District senior footy, but did you think you'd get a real crack at GFL senior footy this early?
I don't know, really. I thought I had a good year last year and thought, why not give it a crack and see how we go. But, yeah, obviously there's a lot of difference between this and Colac District. A lot faster, a lot tougher. But, yeah, I'm absolutely loving it at the moment. It's a good challenge.
And in terms of the club, Noah, it's a great club to be around, I suppose. With the GD and GFNL having teams here, there's plenty of players around and plenty of training and plenty of people to meet.
Yeah, it's absolutely unreal. The boys have welcomed me with open arms, me and my missus. So, yeah, and just absolutely love the atmosphere, especially on a close game like today. Like, it was just beautiful out there. Unreal.
Noah, Matt Dowling, you play a really tricky role when down forward as a link forward type player, where you've got to get high up the ground and then work your opponent back to goal. How have you found slotting into that position, and is it something that you work on at training and watching vision and all those sorts of things?
Yeah, so I actually used to do the exact same role a few years back before I went down back. So I'm pretty used to it, but it's a bit different down here. And obviously, we've been working out at training and whatnot. So, yeah, no, it's really good. Love it.
Now, when you win the Leopold Sporties Player of the Day, we ask you a couple of interesting questions to finish the scenario. Now, you've already mentioned your missus three times, so you've got a missus, which is good. So you'd normally take her to the Leopold Sporties. You know where the Leopold Sporties is?
No, I actually have no idea.
You have no idea? Well, it's about 15 minutes away. It's just around the corner from King's House, and it's a very nice establishment. So you'll have a $100 voucher to take the missus down there. But if you weren't going to take the missus and you're going to take a very, very good player from the Geelong West Giants Footy Club, who would you take with you for a feed down at the Leopold Sporties?
Probably Blake Carroll, honestly.
Blake Carroll, yes. Yeah. No, that's okay. He's a good boy. I like that. Now, this is the most important bit. Who is a pest or a reptile who you would never take to the Leopold Sporties? Who's some bloke who's there's one bloke there. Come on.
Yeah, probably Tails, I reckon. Lockie Taylor.
Lockie Taylor.
Yeah, I reckon.
Why? What's he do?
Oh, he's just a bit of a mouthpiece every now and then.
I love it. That's great.
So what would be really funny, because Lockie was our Leopold Sporties player of the day when you beat St Albans back in round two. He got the $100 voucher. What would be really funny is if you went along and you took Blake Carroll and Lockie just happened to be there on the same night.
Yeah, that'd be great.
What the hell's happening?
Yeah, that'd be very good, wouldn't it?
You're not supposed to be here. It got dark at the end. Were you struggling to see the red footy?
Yeah, a little bit. It wasn't too bad, but like when the sun was out, it was very hard to see as well. Yep. But like the darkness really didn't, it didn't really faze me too much, but yeah.
You won by a point. Do you realise that there was a point given to Grovedale in the first quarter that was a mile away from being a score?
No idea.
Oh, you missed it. It would have been interesting if you had a loss by a point, put it that way.
Yeah.
Or drawn the game, because it was a snap at goal by Grovedale that was probably 5 metres to the right of the point post. Fortuitously or luckily or whatever word you want to use in that regard, we don't have to worry about that.
Yeah,
but no, it was good to watch you play. You're a lot of fun. We like players who play with that sort of bit of verve and excitement about them, and long may it continue. Well done on what you've achieved so far. You've kicked 12 goals from 8 games. It's a good return in your first stint at GFNL senior level. Well done, and congratulations on being our Leopold Sporties Player of the Day.
Cheers, boys. Thank you very much.
Noah Allen joining us on K-Rock Footy, down with Jane Birch in our fifth quarter for Homestyle Aged Care.
K-Rock Football. The post-game interview.